Glory to Jesus Christ. I am almost sure that each of us experienced this moment when we came to our senses, the moment which experienced this prodigal son, the moment when we felt that, well, we made a mistake, we went too far, so away from God, and we had and this desire to return back was born in our soul. Maybe more intensive feeling or less intensive feeling or experience, but we all, I'm sure that we experienced that. But we might had a little bit different experience than this prodigal son. Maybe we didn't experience, even we made this decision to return back to Father. Maybe we didn't experience this joy, this celebration, which is written in this parable. We made this move and decision, and there is no some kind of this overwhelming experience of this God's love, Father's love. It was not present. And we probably ask ourselves, is this okay? Did I do everything correctly? And the truth is that it is quite common experience that our experience is not, there is no match with this message of gospel. It's a little bit tougher, drier, not so joyful. But the problem is, and we have to realize that we are in a little bit, or majority of us, is we are in a little bit different position than was this prodigal son. This prodigal son, yes, he went away to the far country, but he had experience, intimate experience of Father. He knew Father very well. He knew his house very well. He knew order and or discipline which rules in this house. He knew all details about this home. He even knew the way home because he knew the way which led him away, so he knew where to go exactly. It was easy for him to return back. But for us it is quite difficult. Do we have this intimate understanding of Father? Do we know all details of this eternal life? Did we reach this mystical experience through which we know God's love? If we don't have this experience, so how can we go back? Even we don't know the way how to go back many times. Yes, we try. We know, yes, I need to go back to God. And we make many steps. We gather all these informations we gathered how to live spiritual life, how to return back. But we feel that it puts us or gets us somewhere, but still we are not home yet. That we can experience that we made some way, journey back to the house, but somewhere on this way we are lost because we don't know how to continue. Or many times we stop and we say, well, I did enough. This is enough because my understanding says you did more than many others around you. And we stopped, or we don't know where to go or how to walk. And we wrap ourselves and we from this experience of Father, we stop and we don't reach this foretaste of heavenly joys, this foretaste of this intimacy with our God, with our Father. And many times when we stop and we don't have this experience, this spiritual experience, we are disappointed. Is this that what I am supposed to expect from our spiritual life, from my religion? And we are not satisfied because it doesn't give us this fruit we expect. And we many times dry up our desire for God. Is lesson. We stay in some kind of level when we are somehow satisfied with ourselves. Why is that? Why this happening in our lives? And we have to be open to ourselves and we probably admit this is true. This is happening in my life, in your, I'm sure in your life too. Why is that? And I think that it is because we don't know the spiritual law. We don't know how to live spiritual life. Don't take me wrong. I am not talking about information about God, about theology, about all these truths. We can have abundance of this information. I am talking about this art of spiritual life, about this knowledge, how to put this really in life, how to live this or to make deeper this relationship with God, how to make this journey towards God to its end. And true is that if I ask you, did somebody teach you how to live a spiritual life? Not about God, but how to live spiritual life. The probably answer would be that no. We were told to pray. We were told to come to confession. We were told to keep commandments. We were told that all these rules, but well, it's not fullness. It's not fullness because even those things, if we try to do and we don't know really the spiritual law, these things might not bring any fruit in our souls. I am reading these holy fathers who teach about spiritual life, I can see there are many advices which are somehow new definition for me. New definition, I am saying this is beautiful, I didn't know that. But when I start to think about this deeper, then I realize, well, but I can find this fulfillment of this rule in the life of my grandfather, grandmother. They lived their life this way. They didn't know about these holy fathers. They didn't know about their teaching, but they kept these rules for spiritual life. And I am aware of this, that this art of spiritual life was given from generation to generation, our Christians. But then some kind of change came. I think this, it was interrupted, this giving, this tradition, this wisdom, how to live spiritual life, because the world was changed very rapidly. And we adjusted to this world and we left this heritage of our grandparents to be like old-fashioned, not working in this modern time. And because we didn't learn that, we were not able to give it to the next generation. And probably we are maybe third or fourth generation of people, and we are missing this tradition of the church, tradition of the spiritual life. And we have to return back. Look, great fast is coming. Do you know what is the very spread and common tradition on the Christian East? During the Great Fast, to read whole book of the letter from John, St. John the Climac. Christians of the East, they keep this tradition for years, for centuries, during Great Fast, to read this book, this textbook of spiritual life, how to live spiritual life. Each year they read this book, perfect teaching, each year. Each year, for generation and generation, were reminded the spiritual laws for our life with God. We don't do this. We don't study these laws, even it is available for us. And without that, we will not gain the wisdom for this journey back to Father's house. I will just tell you one law. St. John Climac says, and Xyrian and Cassian and Maxim the Confessor and all this teacher of spiritual life, they say about one important law in the beginning of spiritual life. They say, if your heart is filled with world, you cannot receive knowledge from above. If your heart is filled with things of this world, you cannot receive knowledge from above. You can receive knowledge about God, but you will not receive this wisdom which opens your heart for understanding of these heavenly things. As St. John Climac says, if this is in your heart, if your heart is attached to this world so much, you will make no progress in your life, spiritual life. No progress, no movement. Go higher. How important. important is to know this rule. Because many times we try, and our heart is filled with this world, so nothing can penetrate there. We are full of the world during the week, and we come on Sunday, we think that God will penetrate and fills our heart with some kind of wisdom, mystical experience. No way. And this is what I'm saying is because it's my own experience how much I had to learn new things. How many not correct way how I thought about spiritual life was corrected through this wisdom of this teacher of spiritual life. And it is for benefit of the soul. So I would like to invite you, because we have good intentions, we have a good will to go back to Father's house. Let's try to start to study this spiritual law given us through Holy Fathers. We can follow this example of Eastern Christians and to read during the Great Fast this letter from John the Climac. Or we have these wonderful opportunities, book study which we have, or this formation class. You can attend or you can listen on our podcast. Let's try to be hungry to know how to get closer to God. Let's be hungry to learn about these spiritual laws which can help us to find way back to Father's house. And for sure, I have to repeat what Holy Fathers they say. If you start, even if you start to read these words, you must expect change in your life. You must. So powerful these words are. So let's start our journey back. This help of Holy Fathers. Amen.